Okay. I can't sing. Hi, you're listening to Masekos Yamela, and welcome to the Chisel Pod. I am live at Rosebank Joburg at a star-studded event at Universal Music. Universal Music is honoring all the artists for shutting down the music industry this year. With me, I've got DJ Zinhle, Retabile, and Mazel. They are going to tell me how it feels to have a hit song, Umlilo, a fire song that has been streamed 5.3 million times. Here's what they have to say.
Yes, Umzanzi Celebville is filled with flavor.
But you know that ge o batla go tseba gore fame e re mongwaneng, or who secured the latest bag,
or just who's dripping with sauce,
and who's adding the spice.
Jonga yongi into nje.
Because if it's hot, then it's definitely in the Chisa pod.
Chisa!
We're feeling a little shocked that in this time we just like 3 months for 5.3 million streams is way crazy.
Yeah.
Take me to the moment of starting or creating, composing the song. What happened? How did you guys join forces?
Might as well take you through it after.
Okay, yeah. I met with Zinhle on Ones and Twos. She was a judge there. I was one of the top three. So after that, I sent her a beat. Actually, I sent her three beats. And then from there, she was like, okay, I like this too, but then this one has something in it. So let's go with this one. And then we sent the beat to other artists. They agreed to do the song with us, but then they got delayed, the recording sessions and everything. So and then that's when Retabile DM'd Zinhle. He's like, I want to work with you. And then she actually replied, better than other DJs and artists.
How did you get that guy, like that feeling of just saying, let me just do this? Let me ask questions. Let me ask you.
I think God spoke to me.
Mm.
Yeah, because that day when I DM'd her, I was feeling very down. I almost gave up on music. I was in school. But she replied.
Tell me, take me to that moment when you realized her responding to you. What did you do?
Yo, I don't think she wants to know.
She was.
I was with my friends, yo, we were screaming and jumping up and down, and I was on my way to Sawana Music Jam. I was going to perform. Yo, we were so happy. Like, everyone was like, yo, don't tell people yet. You never know what's going to happen.
You know? Don't think that.
Yeah, so I kept it to myself for a while, and then, yeah, during Chabile.
And how was it meeting your friends, like, for the first time?
Then, to me, I was very scared. Nervous.
Why?
Yeah.
So why did you decide to collaborate with these two powerhouses? Power song.
I think I had been a fan of Mazel's music throughout the show. I think his music just reminded me a lot of like the soulful house music that I started on. It reminded me a lot of the music that I grew up on, like Rex Robani, like a lot of the elements that you hear on his music. It has a lot of that Afro-pop, Afro-sound that we grew up with. And then Retabile, it was just a lucky coincidence. Like, we were suffering, we were not able to get anyone. I mean, we sent it to several big artists. And some would say, oh, this is nice, it could work. Because then, I mean, I had so much faith in the beat that I'll send it to people, hoping they'll say, can I please do the song? And then most artists just came back to us and said, oh, it's okay, it'll work. And then we had specific people that we wanted to work with.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually, we just didn't have anything. And then Retabile sent me the message, and I asked around, like, who's Retabile, can she sing? And people said, yeah, it's Winnie Kumala's daughter, she can sing, she was an idol. But okay, idols, good place to start. So I sent her the song. But I had no idea how much or she could sing or how much she could. I had no idea. I just, the session's been in the top 16 idols. I thought surely she made it there by some grace. Yeah, so it was just one of those things. It just happened. It was meant to happen, I guess.
And when you merged her voice to the beat and the whole song, what do you think of it?
I take a while, they'll tell you, to adapt to like new sounds and like just new music. Like, I need to listen to a song. So she sent us the song. We listened to it. Mazel was sold immediately. I took a while. I mean, I was sold, but I think when you've heard the instrumental for such a long time, it's very hard to accept the vocals. So it takes me a while. So we set up the vocals, but Mazo wanted to get into studio immediately. So we booked studio, went into studio, and yeah, like it just happened. And I think a lot of people ask me, so how did you guys know that this was a good song? I said, I don't know, but this guy, but I knew. Like as soon as I opened the studio, I told them, I said, this is going to be a big song.
It's definitely a big song. So now, seeing that you guys are seen everywhere, how is it important for you to always have them in your interviews and mm-hmm. on your Instagram, mm-hmm. even in videos? Not a lot of artists do that. Mm-hmm. Not a lot of artists plug or make them known, mm-hmm. whoever it is that they have.
I guess it's a big responsibility on you as an artist, but also it becomes easier when you work with people who are willing to do the work, who are willing to show up. And for me for them to be visible is very important. I mean, we sort of started the same way. We did a song, did My Name Is Together, and from there she moved. And I thought, if there are two people like this who are this talented, it's only right for me to share the platform. It doesn't take away anything from me, but it does a lot for their career. So it's just the right thing for me to do.
And how are you guys dealing with the fame? How is it like being like, oh my gosh? Has life changed after like being featured on DJ Zinzo's song?
Yeah.
Or when DJ
Zinzo's life has changed. It has changed.
How so for you and for you as well?
You don't pay for events anymore.
Oh, okay.
Muzzle, come in.
Yeah. I love this.
Yes. Oh, sorry, 2 minutes.
Uh-huh.
I'm getting gigs. Like I've always wanted to gigs. You know. Yeah.
Last question. Another song. Maybe.
Another song. They've done a song together, which I think sounds great. But she's also working on his music. She's working on her music. So in like March next year, we're gonna get an influx of like really good music from the two of them. Mm. Yeah.
Peace has been the latest post. You guys are seen a part together. Mm-hmm. Is
there
another video?
So we found out. So we found out that we have a platinum song, and also it's just like we thought we'll reach platinum like after a year or something, but like when we heard that we reached platinum in like 3 months, and our song's been number one for like over like 4 weeks on the radio, across all radio stations. We just thought we wanted to give people something extra. Like, no one's ever done 2 music videos for a song, and we don't even know if this is the last one.
We don't even know if this is the last video.
What it means?
Wow.
That was like, no,
We definitely shot a platinum music video, which we're very excited about,
so we're gonna have that out there. And it's for such a big song, you can't have one music video. We never know how many music videos are gonna come out.
That song deserves it.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
Alright, thank you, that is
cool.
Thank you for your time.
Cool, thanks, Mama.